Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome again to Skies Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky Family. We're continuing our study on the Gospel of Matthew today. As you know, we're very big on the Gospels, and we are particularly fond of the Gospel of Matthew, which states the words of Jesus with such clarity and such power. We're going to be zooming in on Matthew chapter 8 today, verse 19. A man came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Now, the title of this message is The Cost of Discipleship, or The Kingdom of God is Not for Wimps. The way God does things is different and contrary to the way men do things. I'm going to give you an example. When men are going to do something for God, this is how we typically approach it. We want to attract people in any way we can, as many as possible, to turn a little church into a big church, to turn a big church into a mega church, gather as many people as we can in order to demonstrate our success and feel like we're accomplishing something for the kingdom of God. In our quest to increase the size of our congregation, we will stop at practically nothing to attract people and also to keep them. In order to do this, we downplay anything about following Jesus that might be unpleasant or uncomfortable. We play up the rewards and we downplay the cost of discipleship, the hard words, the cross words. We emphasize instead that he will pour out his riches on us. And today we are promising people that you can have all prosperity on earth, honor and fame, that's a big one. We are promised money, riches, status, acclaim, and fame. And this is a great way to attract a crowd. And that's what we need to do to show how successful we are. And to add to it, not only can we come as we are, we can stay as we are. No change required. That's pretty much the heart of where we have degenerated to now. This is the gospel of self that we talk about so frequently, that is so contrary to the teaching of the New Testament. In our modern gospel of self, there are no requirements for change. But change is what the Gospels are all about. And it has always been this way. And how desperately we need change. As a society, we have become as filthy and as perverted as you can possibly be. Our entertainment alone has degraded us and filled our thoughts with perverse things which no one should think about. It's in the society and it's in the church. Everyone is affected by this. So the mission of the church should be to take people who are defiled and make them back into the good and glorious creatures that God intended us to be. Becoming clean in the thoughts of our heart is what redemption and the work of redemption is all about. Yet, in our quest to increase our numbers at church, we go as light as possible on anything as uncomfortable as changing our lives. And it's very prevalent in the youth group culture, especially. We don't want to require anything that will make it too hard for them to follow the Lord. But in stark contrast to all this, we have Jesus, who finds someone who wants to be his follower. And rather than giving him a glowing account of the wonderful advantages of being his disciple, how God will prosper him in every way and give him honor and comfort, instead, he points out, first thing, that the cost of following him is high and that he must count the cost. God requires everything. And Jesus does everything short of physically driving this man away by saying, I don't even have a place to lay my head tonight. Are you willing to do that? You say you're going to follow me, but are you willing to not even know where you're going to sleep tonight? Jesus is so far removed from today's soft, easy version of Christianity. He makes it clear that Christianity is not for wimps. It's not for the fearful or the timid. It's for those who are willing to lay everything down to follow him. But today, we won't lay down anything to follow Jesus. We will not put aside our worldly distractions for anyone. We want a Christianity that doesn't demand anything of us. If it does, we won't pay it. Who is willing to turn aside from the mind-numbing entertainment that pollutes the soul and fills the church with worldliness? Who is willing to put aside video games that glorify violence and demon worship? Can we serve two gods? Is anyone willing to count the cost of putting aside their obsession with sports in order to do the work of the Lord? Many pastors can barely set aside an hour on Sunday morning before gorging on sports all afternoon and evening on the Lord's Day, which we are commanded to keep holy, to seek the Lord, to call the Lord our delight. That wasn't a suggestion. That's from the Ten Commandments. It's not the Ten Suggestions. These are God's laws. Are we willing to obey? Are we willing to put aside our comfort and the things that we love in order to obey the Lord? That's a very good question, isn't it? Lay aside all to follow him? Not likely. And what about our reputation? Those who follow Jesus were considered fanatics by the religious leaders. And so today, those who would seek after the Lord in holiness will be vilified. Let's take one little example. Let's say that someone decides to obey the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' word, and say someone determines to store up treasure in heaven instead of on the earth. If you do, you will be thought to be a fool, and you will be condemned as irresponsible. But he is no fool who gives what he can never keep to gain what he can never lose. And so we see here from this one tiny scripture that if we decide and determine to follow Jesus, we will be thought ill of by everyone. We will be considered fanatical. Meanwhile, Jesus told us, don't store for yourself treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy. Store for yourself treasure in heaven where it is safe. Jesus is, in this particular case, even addressing our home. This man came to him saying he would follow him to the ends of the earth. But Jesus said, it will cost you the comfort of being at home. You won't even know where you're going to sleep. So he's saying we must be willing even to part with our dearest possession to follow him. So Christianity is not for wimps. It is not for those who desire a soft, comfortable life. And I know that's contrary to so much of what we have heard and believe. But we have believed it because we want to believe it. We want an easy gospel. And that's why we avoid the gospels so consistently. But there's only one way to follow Jesus. There's only one way, and it is the way of the cross. If any man would come after me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. And that's why we turn everyone everywhere back to the Gospels. The way is not for the timid or the lazy, but it is a path that leads straight up to the kingdom of God. I say, let us take the challenge. Let us take the harder way. Let us take the way of the cross. Let us surrender everything to follow Jesus. He is worth it. He is the pearl of great price. There is nothing that can compare with obtaining Christ. These particular things that we have addressed today are huge stumbling blocks for so many and have totally anesthetized the church to reality and to eternal reality. Our entertainment has made us numb to the things of God, where the devil might take out young people with drugs and alcohol and perversion. He takes out Christians through nothing more than our entertainment, getting us distracted by these things and filling our heads with all worldliness. And we addressed this a number of years ago and determined that we would take a challenge to turn away from worldly media for a year. We call it the Fellowship of the Unashamed Commitment. And we took this commitment as a voluntary fast to try to get closer to God. And we found that after a few months, which was kind of difficult at first to take this challenge, but after a few months, we started to get cleaned out from all the filthiness that was coming in to our homes, into our hearts, through our media. And we started to enjoy the presence of God in such a way that we didn't really know was possible. And when we finished our year commitment and had the full liberty to go back and do whatever we wanted, after just a short time, after just a few days or a week, we determined to take the commitment for another year because our souls had gotten used to a level of purity that we didn't know was possible. And so after a number of years, we just signed up for life and we have turned away. We have taken a commitment to turn away from worldly entertainment, worldly media, worldly music. And it has become a real key to having a victorious life in Christ. And it might sound extreme to some. No, it sounds extreme to many. But I love what Brother David Wilkerson said back when he first started his ministry in New York City. He said, if you want to get the left hand of fellowship, just get rid of your TV. Everyone will think you're fanatical. Everyone will despise you. But look what God did with David Wilkerson. Look at the Times Square Church. Look at Teen Challenge. This all came out of a consecrated life. He gave up his you time in order to seek the Lord. Brother Dave Wilkerson's testimony is that he used to watch TV from midnight till 2 a.m. and he sold his TV and began to spend that time seeking God. And look how the Lord honored that death to self. And so God will do this to us all and for us all. Where we used to recommend this Fellowship of the Unashamed Commitment as a voluntary fast and a good way to get close to God, we strongly recommend it now is the way to have true victory, to walk with light in your eyes and a song on your lips and praise in your heart. It comes from drinking from the well of salvation instead of from the well of the world. If this sounds fanatical to you, then don't do it. But for those who are captured by the thought of getting really close to God and drinking springs of living water, I really strongly urge you and challenge you to take the same commitment that we did and turn away from these things. Start with just a year so you can understand it. But you'll find, as we did, that your soul starts to soar. It becomes full of joy as you turn away from all the pollution of the world. Go on to our website, download our Narrow Gate book, and the Fellowship of the Unashamed Commitment is in there. Print it off, sign it, have somebody witness it so that when you get weak, you don't just go right back to the world. Take it for a year and use this commitment form to strengthen you, to hold firm. And I will tell you, it'll be the best thing you ever did in your whole life. And your walk with Jesus will just explode. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come to you because we want to count the cost of discipleship, and then we want to become a disciple. We want to become of those who are willing to lay down our lives to obtain our lives. We want to lay down our earthly life to pick up our heavenly life. We want to seek after the imperishable inheritance that is in the kingdom of heaven stored up for us. We want to obtain this. And so, Lord, we come before you earnestly today to ask you to radically change our lives, to radically change us, to become seekers after the living God, to seek you with all of our heart that we might find you. We don't want to be Christians in name. We want to be Christians who are Christians indeed. We want to become lovers of God. We want to obey the greatest commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Lord Jesus, I pray you bless those who are listening today and that you'll cause a wonderful and radical revival to spring forth in each heart, Lord, that will spring up into salvation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.